WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Airstrikes continue in Gaza as President Biden returned from a whirlwind trip to Israel. While there, he announced $100 million in new U.S. funding for humanitarian assistance in Gaza and the West Bank. He also rejected Palestinian accusations that it was Israel that was behind the blast at a hospital in Gaza that killed hundreds. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb is in East Jerusalem.
Nowhere is safe in Gaza, although there's so much controversy surrounding that strike in which so many people have lost their lives about who actually carried it out. We're still seeing Israel targeting areas all across the Gaza Strip. The images coming out are no different from the images we've been seeing, which is to say they are pretty harrowing and pretty horrifying.
Egypt's president will allow up to 20 trucks of humanitarian assistance into the Gaza Strip. But correspondent Chris Livesay tells us
Egypt won't open the border. Why won't it do that? A number of reasons. Among them, it's worried that among those peaceful civilians, there could be some Hamas or terrorist elements there that would come into Egypt and stir up trouble here, but could also launch attacks on Israel. And that could welcome a return attack on Egyptian territory.
President Biden will address the nation tonight to discuss the Israel-Hamas conflict. He'll also talk about the war in Ukraine. The primetime speech is at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. A hit for families in need of food.
Broccoli?
Pop-up food pantries that started during the pandemic have been a godsend for seniors like Maureen.
You go to the grocery store and everything's so expensive.
But these distribution sites will close for good by the middle of 2025. San Francisco Food Bank Executive Director Tanis Crosby says
there's a significant amount of pandemic-era funding that have gone away.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz responding to a judge who barred two people with felony convictions from voting, even after the state passed a law allowing them to do so.
I want to be very clear to those folks out there who fall into that category. No intimidation, no wrong rulings, nothing will preclude you from that very basic right as an American to be able to cast your vote.
Reporter Scott Maiman tells us Elon Musk has started charging users of X in New Zealand and the Philippines.
X believes when credit card details are required, it'll vastly reduce the number of scams on its platform. It's a $1 fee for an annual subscription to the basic service, waived if the person upgrades to a premium package.
The program is called Not a Bot. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
My brother-in-law died.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPTUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
be clear to us that any city, any municipality that didn't vote for him and the GOP would be choked out.
We're going to make you suffer.
We'll make you pay. And our projects will be delayed. You'll be denied. You won't get the, we're going to mess with your shared revenue. And they did all of those things.
And again, not for policy, but for pettiness.
Yep. Yep.
Never mind what the constituents need. Never mind what Wisconsin residents need or want. I don't like you. I'm going to make you pay.
Never mind that people who voted for you live in those municipalities that you are making to suffer. Well, too bad. You happen to live there, so it's your fault, I guess.
Also, yesterday, Republicans removed Joe Czarnecki from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Czarnecki is a former state senator, assembly representative, and a Milwaukee County clerk, but he ticked off Republicans recently by standing up for the Wisconsin Election Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. So he stood up for her when Republicans recently tried to fire her, and so now they fired him.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more.
Oh, tell me, Jane. Tell
there's
me, Jane.
There's more about this unprecedented political massacre. Former Evers aide and spokesperson Melissa Baldoff, a domestic abuse survivor from a previous marriage, fired from the Governor's Council on Domestic Abuse. She told Up North News this was because of, quote, mean tweets, unquote, according to Senator Jesse James, a former police chief who chaired the committee which heard her nomination earlier. Baldoff says he had a stack of my tweets printed out. He told me he had some concerns about them. He asked me if I hated all men. He asked me if I felt I was emotional when I made my tweets. This might be shocking for some male lawmakers. Domestic violence tends to stir up emotions.
Yep.
And it just tends to do that.
And I really enjoy, and we'll actually, this is going to connect to the last segment of the show, but I love when men use quote unquote emotion or emotional as a hindrance, as if we aren't emotional creatures, as if we are we don't feel emotions.
Right.
No, we are emotional. We are feel emotions. I don't understand why we get to pull that out of our holster and just throw it at women every time they say something we don't like.
You make a great point. I mean, you're right. Men are never emotional. I've never seen video of men throwing and breaking golf clubs when they make a bad shot on a golf course. They're completely in control of their emotions.
Absolutely.
All the time.
We are centered and we are ready to lead.
And just a little teaser for the last segment of the show, we are going to be debuting a new segment that Greg has been working on. It's going to be, I'm so excited.
Yep. I hope it doesn't suck.
I don't think it will suck.
Okay.
But stick around for that. That's coming up at the end of the hour. So right now we are talking about, according to Pat Kreitlow and Up North News, our colleague, an unprecedented political massacre yesterday when Wisconsin Republicans just fired a whole bunch of people essentially because they don't like them. Another former legislator, Dr. Sheldon Wasserman, dumped from his post as chair of the state medical examining board because of his support for women's abortion rights. They also fired Jerry Halverson from a board which hears challenges to decisions on where to build livestock facilities because of opposition by some business groups. And that's a growing concern in some areas of Wisconsin of these CAFOs. And the expansion of these CAFOs and the amount of manure produced by these CAFOs and what this is doing to local communities.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he's out.
Gone.
No more. Republicans also continue sitting on more than 100 of Governor Evers' appointments, many of those languishing throughout his entire first 4 years in office.
I mean, this is nothing. I mean, like, how many of Barack Obama's judicial appointments sat in confirmation limbo because the GOP was like, nah, we're fine. We don't need those. Meanwhile, the courts are just piling up with cases and they're, you know, this is commonplace for the GOP. It is absolutely out of their playbook. But this time it just feels like to sit on confirmation appointments is right out of the playbook. But what they're doing now is a new level of just of spite and
pettiness.
I mean, are you gonna, I mean, like, here's the question I have, like, if there's any, like, anyone in the GOP right now who's in Madison, if you're listening to this show right now, I have a question for you. Are you gonna run your reelection campaigns on this? Are you gonna go in there and say, we fired people? And if you do, why? Tell me why you did it, and tell me how you're going to portray to the people to make you look good. Because it doesn't.
I don't know. I don't know how it plays with their supporters. Maybe this is another sign of strength. They're getting rid of people who shouldn't be there, and the governor. But this is unprecedented. This level of obfuscation and tripping up the process. Senator Melissa Agar, Democratic leader, the rejection of these appointments is unprecedented. Since 1981, the state Senate has only rejected 5 executive appointments. 5. The GOP is becoming increasingly extreme, and their inability to carry out basic responsibility highlights their continued dysfunction within their party and their inability to govern. Legislative Republicans in Wisconsin are mirroring the chaos of their congressional counterparts. And she's right. It's just not a good way to do business. It's really not a good way to accomplish anything, again, on behalf of constituents. 844-967-2789. If you want to check in on this, you can call and you can text 844-96-PARTY or leave a message on the live stream. If you're watching the live stream on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Cindy from Appleton. Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for joining the show. What do you think?
Well, this is a right-to-work state. You can be fired for any reason, right?
Yes, that's true.
Well, that's what you get when you vote for that kind of stupidity. I mean, I don't understand this kind of stuff. It just blows my mind. It makes my blood boil. I mean, these people are doing their jobs, and they're getting fired for the fact that somebody just doesn't like the outcomes of their decisions.
Yeah.
It's just the state has gone to hell in a handbasket. We used to be one of the leading states in all kinds of things. We're like Mississippi now.
Yep, you're absolutely right, Cindy. And I think of the wonderful reputation Wisconsin had as far as being a state leading in education. The Wisconsin idea, all of these things that we used to claim, you know, lay claim to, and we can't do that anymore, largely because of the moves by the Republican legislature.
Yep.
Well,
disgusting.
Thank you so much for calling, Cindy. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Texter from the 541. How would Mr. Popcorn King feel if a Democratic-led legislature routinely denied and fired his appointees in his dreams where he is governor?
Oh, he would. I mean, it would be.
But all I can imagine is that they would alter things so that the Democrats would not be able to do that.
Yeah, that's
just
the
like
thing.
They took away powers from Governor Evers that they gave to Scott Walker, and then once their guy didn't win, they took those powers away.
Yeah, that's. I mean, he would probably go full Palpatine in Star Wars and eliminate the assembly in the state Senate.
We're coming up against the break. We'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. All kinds of clouds in the overnight and a chance of showers, some patchy fog as well. 48 degrees by sunup. South winds turning to the west. Showers continue on Thursday. Cloudy skies, some patchy fog early, then the high reaching 59 in the late day. It's 42 at our studios.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM.
Wisconsin, Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the phone, and we are taking your calls and your texts at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, or you can text directly from the Civic Media mobile app, which everyone should have. It's free, super easy to use. We are talking about an article written by our colleague Pat Kreitlow from Up North News, and I highly encourage you to read the article at upnorthnewswi.com, and the title is pretty much an unprecedented political massacre. Pat Kreitlow talking about Wisconsin Senate Republicans yesterday firing a whole bunch of people that were Governor Evers' appointees. Doesn't seem like they had many legitimate reasons for doing this, except that they could, and they did. Texter from the 920, listening to our station in Green Bay. When your brand is that government doesn't work, it seems that your only goal in office is to prove that point, which is a good point. And that takes me back to author PJ O'Rourke. And this is a famous quote from him. The Democrats are the party that says government will make you smarter, taller, richer, and remove the crabgrass on your lawn. The Republicans are the party that says government doesn't work, and then they get elected and they prove it.
And that is one of the most authoritative, conservative, satirical, comical writers ever. And he's, and I love the way he lambasts his own party.
He does. He's an equal opportunity lambaster.
Yeah.
He really is. But he's not wrong. That isn't wrong. Government's too big. We need to kill it. We need to suffocate it. We need to kill government because government doesn't work. Well, they're certainly proving it in the House of Representatives this morning.
It's because the highest minded, the most utopian version of what they want to do is impossible, because you can't have a small government when it's 350 plus million people. You're going to have a big government. And there's nothing wrong with it. You should run it with fiscal spending in mind. You should run it to make sure it runs the best with as little money as possible, but it's still going to be a lot of money. And to paint this picture and try to sell to the American public that we need to make it as small as possible, take it in the tub and drown it.
Right.
That's just dumb. And if you believe that, I'm sorry, but you're dumb. It's impossible.
Well, and let's not forget, the government does all kinds of things.
Oh my God, yeah.
Right? From the FDA, although that's a whole other issue. If you are a watcher of John Oliver Last Week Tonight, they just did a big piece on the FDA. And Kristen has mentioned this before, too. that our Food and Drug Administration does not necessarily have the respect of the rest of the world.
No, it does not.
Which is somewhat disturbing. But we do need government.
Yeah.
And killing it isn't the answer, and just proving how dysfunctional you are and how incapable you are of getting anything done is not a good look.
And this whole, you know, and a lot of times Republicans and libertarians will say things of, we need to privatize things. Well, there have been studies that have been shown that, and I know this when I worked in government, we did a study on privatizing the garbage pickup. And in the long run, it would cost us more money with less reliable service.
Yes, with worse service.
Yeah, so there are some things that can be privatized. Sure, if it works out and the money is there, and go for it, or at least study it. But you can't just say, we need to privatize everything. We need to privatize the roads. What does that even mean? I just...
And the best example I can think of when you talk about, you know, privatization is the answer for everything. Look at private held prisons. That is not a good business model.
Private hospitals.
Private hospitals. That is probably not a good business model. That's why we have such a mess with our healthcare in this country.
It's so infuriating because they leave no room for compromise, for meeting in the middle. It's extreme. It's their way. If you don't like it, they're going to fire you.
Yes.
Or ruin your life, or both.
Or just sit on your appointment for more than four years. If the situation were reversed and the Democrats had done this to Scott Walker and sat on 150 appointees into his second term, the bleeding would never end.
Oh my God. I mean, and just Cindy from Appleton, she called it Wississippi. I think that's I tell people we're Florida of the North.
Oh.
North Florida. Because it's just our thinking, our governing has gone so backwards, and it's so disappointing. So disappointing.
Texter says, private health insurance, sure, it's been great for them. And you're absolutely right about that. Jack from Merrimack, Jack from the Mac texting in, I've said this for years. It's Republican policy to break the government and then try to blame it on the Democrats.
Yep. And they somehow do it, too.
They do.
They somehow manage to say, oh, I stepped on this model airplane. Look what dude did. Totally
look over there.
He broke this plane.
Look over there. Yeah, he stepped on my plane. Yeah. He stepped on my plane.
Yeah.
Well, again, I really encourage you to read that great article by Pat Kreitlow.
We'll put it in the show notes.
It will be in the show notes after the show is over. You can find that at civicmedia.us. And stick around. We're going to change tax when we come back. I discovered something about Greg Bach earlier this week.
It's not creepy.
That shocked me. I'm still shocked.
You're shocked to your core?
I'm shocked to my core.
Shocked to my core.
Yes, I am shocked to my core on something that he likes.
All right.
Maybe there are more of you out there.
All right.
We'll find out.
All right. Very uncomfortable now.
Don't worry about it. It's going to be painless. Okay. Stay with us. We'll be right after the break. We'll be back right after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. Warning sirens sounded across Tel Aviv as tensions rise even more between Israel and Hamas. At the Rafah crossing, around 150 trucks are waiting to deliver aid, but Egypt is refusing to take in Palestinian refugees. White House correspondent Weisha Zhang.
The president of Egypt agreed to open the humanitarian corridor. Of course, it's not only Egypt that has a role in this. Israel has held Gaza under siege, blocking off aid for 10 days now.
Some users of X will start getting charged for the social media site. Reporter Scott Maiman with details.
It's a trial of a new program called Not a Bot. New users in New Zealand and the Philippines will be required to sign up for a $1 annual subscription for the basic service. Otherwise, users are limited to just reading posts, watch videos, and follow accounts.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lin.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the radio. Keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the phone. And we will always take your calls and your texts at 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY as we kick things around. We were just talking about an article in Up North News written by our colleague Pat Kreitlow called An Unprecedented Political Massacre, referring to Senate Republicans who fired a whole bunch of Governor Evers appointees yesterday. Basically, because they don't like him.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Jane. Oops.
Oh,
darn it. Oh. See, that's what happens when radio gets in the way of my radioing.
You had a sound effect ready. There we go. Yeah.
I'm so proud of myself.
Nicely done.
And that's not Frankie Lou, because Frankie Lou's perfect.
Of course she's perfect. Absolutely. We have a text about her, too, by the way. Listeners said we were talking about how Republicans always say the big government, you know, government is the problem. We need to drown it in the bathtub. But we need to get rid of government. And essentially, that quote from PJ O'Rourke is Republicans also complain that the government doesn't work and then they get elected and they prove it. So texture from the 608 says we're $33 trillion in debt. The government doesn't work. Ohio people are puking up blood and dying. Highest inflation ever. Hawaii. Well, I guess
I think I know who that is.
You too?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, $33 trillion in debt. Yep, that's a lot of money. And I would remind people that former President Trump's tax cut for the richest Americans added $3 trillion to that debt.
Yeah, and that those trillions have been coming in under presidents of both parties.
Yes.
That's what happens. Debt goes up. And when a Republican wins, it's going to be higher. And then when a Democrat wins, it's going to be higher. And hey, you know, gas prices are pretty low. Where's Biden's credit there? Except you're always willing to scream at Biden when the prices are too high. Where's his credit now? Even though the president doesn't control any of that.
Right. And inflation is high. However, the U.S. has had the best response to the global recession. Our inflation rate is the lowest in the country, or in the world, rather. I'm sorry. I believe globally. And referring to Ohio people are puking up blood and dying, I would refer back to the train derailments in East Palestine. This is probably a result of some of those toxic fumes that were released when that train derailed. And we're going to do another follow-up with our friend in East Palestine in the next couple of weeks, because I want to find out what's going on with him. But yeah, Palestine, Ohio, again, from the 608, Palestine, Ohio, where picking up blood is from where the train derailed. Yes.
Yeah. And no one cares about it anymore because it's not a sexy issue and you can't blame anybody. So yeah, we're not saying it's not worth talking about. It's also a very unhinged text, if you ask me. Just a bunch of words.
Texter from the 541, almost 3 weeks old, and little Frankie, also known as LJ, has more sense than the House Republican leaders. I wonder if we can give her their salary. And the last president to sign a balanced budget was Bill Clinton.
Oh, man, you know what that means.
I'm not sure.
See, I'm off today.
That's okay.
It's just a waste. It's just such a waste today. I'm sorry,
that's
Jane.
Right. That's fine. We have Kenneth on the phone from New Holstein. Good morning, Kenneth. Thanks for joining us. What do you want to say?
Good morning. You were comparing Wisconsin to Florida. Is that good or bad?
I would say that's bad.
Why does Florida have the most increasing population of any state in the country then?
Because they don't have a sales tax, is my understanding.
And retired people go there in droves.
So that's not a good thing.
Personally, I wouldn't live in Florida. I don't like the climate. I don't like alligators eating my pets. I don't like book banning. Those are just a few things that would keep me away from Florida personally.
All right. Well, thanks.
Yeah, I was just curious.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Kenneth. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, texture from the 608. The United States has become a big business run by big businesses. Big businesses are the ones that want small government because they don't like to be regulated, and they want to control everything and make as much money as they can without any consequences.
I got news for you. It's been this way for a long time.
A very, very, very long time.
And I'm using that voice because it's an old-timey voice. Ha-ha! I work in steel.
Mike from Kenosha is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it very much.
Sure.
Enjoy the program. In this era of disinformation, it seems like empirical data is taking a back seat.
Absolutely.
You know, when it comes to, you know, whatever is broadcast on the airwaves, whatever is printed. And I think with the right wing machine that's been spewing much of this disinformation for decades now, and I understand how political speech is probably the most protected of the First Amendment rights, but it seems to me that, again, you know, you can't yell fire in a theater. You know, there's libel and slander laws. There must be something that we, the people, can do in order to bring empirical data and therefore things like the Wisconsin idea back to life. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
You know, Mike, I agree with you, but I think we can thank Kellyanne Conway, who worked for the former president, for bringing forward alternate facts. And they sold that for 4 years. If you don't like these facts, we have a different set of facts for you over here. And I don't know, there's a certain portion of the populace, you're never going to be able to convince that gravity exists.
To respond to that, I completely agree, first of all. But when you recognize that in much of the rural districts across the country, there's only one message being broadcast, and that is the hard right conservative dialogue. And when it goes unabated and without confronted, being confronted, you know, for day after day, week after week, year after year, now it becomes, you know, it takes on a life of its own. And I think that's what we're seeing.
I think you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Mike. And I think that is genuinely one of the goals of the Civic Media Network, is to give some alternates to just one side of reality.
That's... I've been calling into talk radio for over 40 years. It just happens to be something that I'd like to do.
Sure.
And I've always been accepted, and my opinions have been offered to the public until the last few years here in Kenosha. The number one host, the conservative host in this marketplace, doesn't even take my calls anymore because I'm pushing back. And, you know, it's just like the Roger Ailes, you know, loudest voice in the room, you know, thing. If that is their way, when all else fails, they just remove the competition.
Oh, yeah,
and absolutely.
I think that is at the core of our problem here. And I just wish we could recognize that history is indeed repeating itself. We saw the robber baron era. We saw the 1920s era. And now we're in that same kind of climate now, to where the big power and, you know, rules, the big money rules, and we the peeps are really struggling just to get access to good information.
Yep, absolutely right.
Absolutely.
And I wish that...
Go ahead, Mike.
No, go ahead. No, I was going to say, I wish a lot of things, but the number one thing is having an educated populace to where a republic can thrive and function without all of this hindrance of nonsense and propaganda. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Mike. It is a problem, but silencing the voices of any critics sounds like the entire Fox business model.
Yeah. Yeah. And there might be some people out there saying, like, well, you don't take my calls. I was like, we don't take your calls. There's a reason.
Yes, there is a reason. And it's not like I'm not open to dissenting opinions. What I have an issue with is yelling, talking over people.
Changing the subject
and trying to set your own agenda.
Yeah.
And if you want to engage in good faith, that's great. It's about establishing some dialogue. But at the same time, you need to be mindful of how you are delivering your messages.
Agreed.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Text, you're correcting me. Florida has a sales tax, but no income tax. That's correct. And
still doesn't make me want to go.
No, me either. Texter from the 612. Jane, that statistic about people moving to Florida is published by, surprise, Florida. But what it doesn't say is that lots of old people wanting services move there, yet nearly as many people under the age of 40, also known as service workers, are moving out of Florida. I've heard that number is 7,000 to 8,000 a month.
Dang!
One of my sisters lived in Florida, and her husband lived in Central Florida for about 4 years, and they couldn't wait to get out of there. They could not wait to get out of there.
Holds no interest to me. Like, Disney... and Key West and Cocoa Beach. Is it?
Cocoa Beach?
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful little beach on, I believe, the east side of the state.
Okay.
We went to Disney World years ago, and after Disney World, we said, let's go to Cocoa Beach for 3 days to decompress, because Disney is a lot.
It is a lot to
handle. A lot of sensory overload. And so we went to the beach, got a hotel on the beach. We sat on the sand for hours at a time, and it was beautiful, and I loved it. But I wouldn't live there.
I wouldn't live there either. Also, one other update, as we're coming to the close to the end of this break. Jim Jordan just lost his second round of votes. So the House is still speakerless, and someone on Twitter said someone just voted for John Boehner. John Boehner, who resigned after getting all kinds of pressure from, what was it, the Tea Party at that time?
Yeah. Tea Party hated him.
Tea Party hated him.
He's probably sitting in his backyard smoking a cigarette and drinking a drink right now going, you miss me now, don't you?
Yes, and laughing his head off. Yeah. Absolutely laughing his head off.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The whoop whoop boing party continues. In Washington, D.C., it's going to be an interesting day as we wait and see how many votes they're going to take. They only did one yesterday.
Did one yesterday, one today.
Right. And so are they just going to keep, do one vote, lose, and run away and come back again tomorrow?
They realize they don't really need a speaker.
But we do need a speaker.
They don't. We do. They don't.
That's true. They're still getting paid.
Yep.
They're $174,000 a year.
They still get their great health care.
Great health care, good bennies, maybe a few insider trading tips. Life is good.
Yeah, I can't wait to be a congressman.
Oh, we'll get you there.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what your platform will be. We'll come up with something. Just
free sandwiches for everyone.
All right, we have a new segment we're going to debut when we come back from this. And unfortunately, we didn't get around to talking about the thing that Greg really likes.
We'll do that another time.
We'll probably fit that in somewhere tomorrow.
Yeah, that's fine. Although, I just want everyone to know, I'm not some weirdo freak that Jane is like making me sound like now.
No, it's not a pervy, you know, it's not a pervy thing. It's just not something that I think most people would say, yeah, I love doing that.
Yeah.
Not one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
That's fine. New segment is coming up right after this. And then it is the noon news followed by Town Call with William Walters and the Luke Mathers, who has been on the road for several weeks on his honeymoon. He stopped in here at the station just a little bit ago. It was really nice to see him. So stay close. We will be right back. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin, and we are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes
together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. All kinds of clouds in the overnight and a chance of showers, some patchy fog as well. 48 degrees by sunup. South winds turning to the west. Showers continue on Thursday. Cloudy skies, some patchy fog early, then the high reaching 59 in the late day. It's 42 at our studios.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1.
I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my day. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I
to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Buck is on the board, and you are here as well. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Just mentioned that Jim Jordan lost another round as a Speaker of the House, and it looks like the third round isn't going much better. He's already got 20 defectors. So, jeez. And as I said when we started the show, there were some who had the expectation that the number of people who will not vote for him is going to increase.
Jeez.
Instead of go the other way. And I think some of those pressure tactics that some of the GOP lawmakers were getting and even their spouses were getting.
That's over the line. That's
did
ridiculous.
Not play very well. Yeah. So maybe I'm wrong. We'll see. Nah. It's Washington. Lots of things can happen.
Yeah.
All right. I know you're very excited
about
this.
I'm very excited about this. We're going to be debuting a new segment today that... I think I'll play the intro first this time. So this is a new segment we are calling More Words from Men.
More Words from Men.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it.
I worked really hard on that one.
I bet you did.
So More Words from Men. Is a nice segment we're going to be doing from time to time where we're going to be looking at a situation involving a woman, whether it's an excellence in her field or whatever. And we're going to look at how a man's going to come in there and just ruin the party. And we're going to start with a fantastic individual named Alyssa Nakin. Alyssa is a professional baseball coach.
Okay.
She is the first woman professional baseball coach in baseball history. She is an assistant in the Giants organization. She was the chief information officer at the Giants. They promoted her to assistant coach. And that's because she is a softball legend in her school. She played softball, basketball, and volleyball. She was a first baseman for the Sacramento State Hornets. And she had a .304 batting average, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
All Pacific Coast Conference, 4 years in her college years, basically saying she's got the goods. And she has worked for the Giants for a long time, both behind the scenes and in the dugout. She graduated with a degree in psychology and got a master's degree in sports management from the University of San Francisco. I'm telling you all of this to say that this is her CV. Because she has been interviewed by the Giants to replace their previous coach, okay, to be the head coach of a major league team.
Which would be groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking. But guess what?
Someone disagrees?
Oh, someone disagrees. Not only someone, the call is coming from inside the house, Jane, from the Giants organization. Former Giant and self-proclaimed chauvinist Aubrey Huff took to Twitter this week to voice his discontent with this.
Okay.
Now, this is one of those. So if you ever find people saying dumb things, you got to take those screenshots because you can delete those tweets. He deleted this tweet, but here's what he said. He said that women judge on, or women act on emotion. See what I was talking about?
From yeah. the, yep.
Women act on emotion. Men come from, they make judgments based on facts. This means that women cannot coach a Major League Baseball team because it would not work. Women, and basically said women cannot lead. That's what that tweet
because
said.
We're too emotional.
Because you're too emotional, even though every war has ever been started by a man. This is a man who is a troll on Twitter. He was actually banned on Twitter until Elon Musk came out,
bought the place,
and reinstated him.
Lovely.
And this is actually the first time he's had a problem with Ms. Nakin. Ms. Nakin, in 2020, he had a problem saying, how are we going to deal with... He said, I don't know how I can take advice from a coach, a softball player.
Don't they both involve round balls?
I guess so. But like he definitely had a problem with her then. He has a problem with her now. And he's very much making it a point of saying it. But like I said, he deleted that tweet.
So there must have been some pushback somewhere.
I think it just realized how bad of a look it was for him to say something like that. He is adamantly against this, and he has made his voice clear, and that is why I've elected him as this week's winner of More Words from Men.
I think you need to play that open one.
It's
worth a double play.
It's worth a double. Nice work there.
Thanks.
More Words from Men. Aubrey Huff, we salute you.
The inaugural winner of the More Words from Men Award. Congratulations. If only we had had this segment, Greg Bach, when Republican lawmakers were talking about how a woman's body can just shut down a rape and all that stuff.
Oh, trust me. This doesn't have to be topical.
Oh.
As we're finding things, we're going to... No. The More Words from Men Award... This is a retroactive award. This is a topical award. Men, you will be found out and awarded. You will be
recognized.
Recognized. There we go.
You will be recognized.
Found out and recognized.
So if you ever have any nominees for the More Words from Men recognition,
yep.
You can always text them to us. You can always email us. You can text us at 844-967-2789. Or shoot us an email at civicmedia.us.
There you go.
I think that's it.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure that's it. But yeah, well done, Greg Bach.
It will get less clunky in the coming weeks. But that was our first one.
You got to massage it. It takes a little time.
Really worked hard on that intro segment.
The intro is fabulous. That's why we're always going to have to play it twice. Okay. Stay close. We have the new news is coming up, followed by Town Call with William Walters, and then our friend and colleague Todd Alba with the Todd Alba Show. Then, of course, Matt Flynn and those naughty devils, the Devil's Advocates from 4 to 6 p.m. And then Maggie Dawn as well. Tomorrow, we were going to have a great show. It's Thursday. That means that Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
You had to think about that.
I did. I've had a lot going on. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here starting at 11 o'clock with our public cervix announcement. And Paul Noonan will have some sports chat. Also in the second hour tomorrow, so I hope you can join us. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. And again, thank you for listening so much. Without you, we're nothing. Have a great day. Stay close. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maybe your friends think I'm just a stranger. My face you never.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent.
They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Director.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W22 ADP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.